Let me kind of add to what Commissioner Williams said about the Custer storage case. The main issue that was presented to the Court of Appeals was whether or not the city of McKinney could require Custer storage, which was building a, you know, enclosed, fairly nice self-storage facility to obtain building permits in the ETJ. And the key factor for Custer storage is that the city would have required sprinkling of the facility, which is a fairly significant cost item, particularly to retrofit it because the project had already been built. The city also then brought up the issue as to whether or not platting should be required. And the project was not being subdivided. The Custer storage developer bought a whole tract. It did not subdivide it. The Dallas Court of Appeals said, even though it's not being subdivided, that the city had the authority to require a plat because the property was being developed. I represented Custer Storage. We obviously opposed that position. The case did not go up to the Supreme Court, primarily because our client was okay with platting the property, and it was subsequently platted. The only issue that needed to be addressed was to provide another curb cut onto Custer Road, which is actually a part of the state highway system. So it was not that significant an issue to go ahead and to go through platting. So that's kind of the follow-up to what Commissioner Williams said. And we'll get to the specific fact question about that, because it's raised all sorts of issues. When the county doesn't believe that it needs to be platted, the city does, and it slows down the developer, and you know, which subdivision regulations should apply, et cetera. So let me go ahead and pass the baton to Margaret. Margaret, are you on?
I am.
Okay. Awesome.
Thanks, Art. We had a little bit of a challenge here. When they update your system a couple days before the presentation, everything's different. So we had a little bit of a challenge here, but glad to be here, Art.
Okay. Let me go ahead and repeat the question just to be sure. It's, what is the most important issue from your standpoint involving land development outside of the Houston city limits?
So mine's a little bit of a different take on what the commissioner said. And yes, we do get the questions about city services versus county services. And I know there's a question in the chat about that. But I think without a doubt, in the Houston area and the Houston ETJ, the two biggest issues that our counties are facing today are flooding. Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Ike, we are a city that, you know, a community that floods quite a bit. And so how do we improve our flood regulations so that we keep people out of harm's way? Harris County has been a leader in that. They have taken several steps moving towards the Atlas 14 regulations, treating the 500-year floodplain as though it's the 100-year in a variety of ways, and have encouraged other cities. And as of right now, I think the number is like 47 local cities have jumped on board with the new, more stringent Harris County regulations. So there is a real movement towards understanding how water flows and how to protect, how new development can not make things worse for existing development, and how to protect existing development. And so that is an issue, the issue. The other issue that we see a lot of, and it also relates back to what the commissioner said, is affordability. There is very, very little demarcation between the inner city, the first ring suburbs, and now our suburban areas are now becoming more and more dense. And affordability for those neighborhoods is a real challenge. Harris County, again, is a kind of a leader in that they're creating what they call imagination zones, which will be a way to facilitate more affordable development. But those two issues take up most of my time and most of our partners' times in the ETJ.
Okay. So let's kind of follow up on the affordability of housing issue. I think that there's a general understanding that there's a need for more affordable housing in the state. There's significant growth as material costs increase, land prices increase. It naturally flows through to the price of housing and the ability of the home buyer, the customer, to either rent or to buy with regards to keeping those costs down. The flip to that is our experience has been when you get outside of the city center, let's take downtown Dallas as an example, there is a